continues to try to secure a ceasefire in the war in Gaza after Hamas on Wednesday responded to the multi-stage proposal with a number of amendments. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the G7 meeting in Italy, along with U.S. President Joe Biden, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said some of Hamas's changes are modest and minor, can be worked through, while others are not consistent with parameters detailed by U.S. President Joe Biden or those endorsed by the U.N. Security Council. Sullivan told VOA in Italy Thursday, the U.S. is in close contact with the main negotiators in an effort to reach an agreement.
Our aim is to bring this process to a conclusion. Our view is that the time for haggling is over. It's time for a ceasefire to begin and for the hostages to come home.
A group of 30 U.N. member nations Thursday condemned the taking of 13 Yemen-based U.N. employees, as well as many as 18 international aid workers taken by Houthi rebels in raids across Yemen last week, and urged their release. At U.N. headquarters in New York, U.N. Ambassador Barbara Woodard read a statement from 29 member nations and the European Union condemning the acts.
We demand the immediate and unconditional release of all those detained, and urge the Houthis to ensure the safety and security of humanitarian and United Nations personnel.
The UN and other aid workers were taken 1 week ago in overnight raids on their homes in Yemen. UN officials said Thursday they've been in touch with the de facto authorities in Yemen and are working to secure the release of the aid workers, but had no progress to report on Thursday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Russian officials said Thursday, the U.S. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who's been jailed for over a year,